Hello again, listeners, and welcome to today's podcast. For today's podcast, I am sitting here with Tom Egan, Vice President of Industry Services from PMMI. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner. And Tom and I today will be talking about food safety in the meat industry, how FSMA, or the FSMA, Food Safety Modernization Act, will impact meat processors and what equipment suppliers are doing to present more sanitary design options. So, Tom, thank you for joining me today, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Andy, thank you. It's great to be here. It's always a pleasure to sit with you and talk about some of these industry issues, and certainly the food safety modernization, or you'll keep hearing me say, as most do, FSMA, one of the biggest changes in food safety now in 70 years, and it will impact equipment providers as well as the companies that are producing the product for the consumer, so we can jump into it.
Sounds great, Tom. So let's do just that, and let's look at it from an overview perspective first, kind of a summary. What do you think the main impact is going to be, starting with the meat processors and then kind of branching off into the equipment supplier community?
Okay. Well, I think the biggest part is the Food Safety Modernization Act. While it was passed into law in January 2011, the regulations themselves, the elements that are going to be used, are still a work in process, and they have not yet been released by the federal government. So some of what both the meat processors and any of the equipment suppliers are looking at is a recognition that, hey, we are aiming towards some things that we think are going to happen, but the regulations have not yet been released. I think for the meat processors, especially with all of the work that has already been done on sanitary equipment design, will probably be impacted a little bit less than what you would see on the area of some of the other food products, such as a cereal or a baked goods. Having said that, we know that one requirement for moving with FSMA is going to be a real enhancement and addition and expectation that inspections now can, in fact, include quite a bit of documentation. So information that the plant is routinely accumulating on their production floor could, in fact, be an element that's asked for during an inspection and review. So the need to keep very good documentation and, in fact, to have that documentation quickly available will be a big impact for everyone.
So for the meat industry, in a sense, they've been doing food safety really well on the whole. So FSMA may not affect it as much in the food safety realm, but in the world of documentation and recording the data and kind of pumping it through analysis and things like that, that's where you expect the meat industry to kind of have to step up and really not necessarily change its ways, but maybe make some modifications or improve the recording.
I think it probably more an improvement or an enhancement of making the data accessible so that when it's requested, the information comes out. We in the U.S. are fortunate to have an extremely good food supply chain. Having said that, there are some times where there are issues that arise, and we want to be able to work toward eliminating those. The meat processors have been doing a good job and working through what AMI, the American Meat Institute, has done with both their sanitary equipment design and their sanitary facility design, and now the safe equipment design that they introduced in 2011, all of which come into play whenever you're taking a look. One, I won't say builds on another, but addresses different areas for the PMMI members, the equipment suppliers that are providing solutions to the meat processors, a big element is going to continue to do what you do well and perhaps offer some services or enhancements that can improve it. One example, if I could jump into it, might be something on the way of providing equipment that is even more modular than what you have now. The idea being that a modular piece of equipment, in addition to being more flexible for the ultimate installation and production operation, also provides that element that you can pull a module out and put it and remove it for a very thorough cleaning while putting in a second module that has already been cleaned and keep your production operation up and operating at a high level. This type of solution is something that I expect to see even more prevalent from equipment suppliers, and certainly would be present at what we have at PAC Expo in October in Chicago later this year.
So from that equipment supplier perspective, Tom, do you think that, you know, obviously sanitation is the big deal. Are there any other impacts around FSMA that the supplier, the equipment manufacturers need to worry about or need to kind of alter their vision? You know, obviously, one of the first steps in food safety is sanitation, and, you know, obviously the suppliers who follow the sanitary design principles and really make their machines as cleanable as possible, they're going to have a leg up. Are there any other factors that are going to kind of change the way equipment suppliers design their machines or install their machines or anything along those lines?
I think the design and installation will continue to make those incremental improvements, especially as it relates to something like the modularity. Hey, we had a design. The design that we found was fixed in nature and worked very well for us, but now we would like to make a modular element of this particular design element so that we can, in fact, switch it out or even to, frankly, make it more flexible. I was interested in a sidebar conversation I had with one company that spoke about a question that they had that came up when they were looking at addressing an improvement in the cleanability of their equipment. One part of it had to do with raising the equipment a little bit higher off the floor, and as a result of raising that, it was a better cleaning situation, but they also realized that by raising it, it allowed the possibility of perhaps more operator access to an area that was not accessible previously. Now you have something that you have to consider. Hey, I made a change to the product, to the production equipment, in order to make it easier to clean, but as a result, I've introduced the potential for an operator to be exposed to an area that was not previously available. What do I do? How do I guard that? If I add additional guarding there, what does that do for the cleaning of the machine itself? So whenever you make a change, you do need to think about what the consequences of that change or the implications. Consequences is, there's already an issue. Implications of that change may be for the customer in their production operation.
Do you think that some of those maybe unforeseen implications are the types of things that are really, you mentioned that the regulations have been kind of slow going, and that's been evident in the sense of this being, you know, passed when it was, and we're all still kind of waiting to see exactly what's going to happen. Do you think some of those implications have been causing some of the delays on the front end as far as FSMA goes and its application to the broad industry, or is there anything else that you see maybe kind of holding up the regulations from coming out?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'm not close enough to say that I've heard some internal deliberations. I think the greater holdup is not the implications of something. It could be having to do with some of the cost associated with it. Certainly these additional regulations will help overall the supply chain. They are not free. And so you take a look at that and say, well, what could be done here? What's going to be a best practice? How do we best implement that? The opportunity for all of the supply chain participants, both the meat processors as well as the equipment suppliers, to comment will be when the regulations are first published in the Federal Register, and then there is a comment period, and both equipment suppliers and meat processors should take advantage of that comment period to review the draft regulations when they're published, and then to provide that feedback. It's an opportunity for the supply chain to actively participate in providing regulations that are workable within the industry, and all of us should make sure that we spend the time to do that and offer our comments for the betterment of the whole of the supply chain.
Tom, what are you hearing, if anything, in terms of the time frame moving forward? Have you heard any whispers or any word as to maybe when some of these things might start moving a little more quickly? And do you foresee this wonderful election year that we're having with all the uncertainty moving forward as to who's going to be in power? Do you see that having any effect?
Yeah, Andy, another great question. I have to say I've heard a number of presentations because as we started with the discussion here, we said that FSMA is a hot topic and it will remain a hot topic for a long period of time. So there have been some discussions about what is the timing of the implementation of the, at least of the draft regulations to be released for review. And I don't know that the election is specifically impacting it, but I have heard that the delay is to possibly allow more time for the regulations to be written and to be maybe considered a little bit so that when they are released, there has been some thought given to what it would mean for going forward and for the implementation. Is it specifically tied to an election approach to say, hey, we've got other things to pay attention to? I don't know that. I can't say. I do know that it's taken a little bit longer and that when they come in, there is no expectation, none whatsoever, that there will be a delay in the implementation. It's rather a point of saying, hey, part of this, the whole FSMA piece, is to have your food safety plan in place. And so all companies, the meat processors, the bakery, the cereal goods, all food manufacturers are working very actively on that. And that, again, is an area where we have the opportunity at PAC Expo to have the visitors to the trade exhibition talk to people that are really expert at it. I mentioned, I think, that PMMI has retained a gentleman, Dr. Jeff Barrick, who was formerly with GMA, to help the PMMI members go forward with their best solutions and to answer some questions. And he said that once the regulations are in fact in place, he expects, with what he knows, that they'll be quickly implemented, that they will apply, and they will apply to the new equipment that you're purchasing and to the equipment and installation, or excuse me, production operations you already have in place.
Excellent, Tom. I was going to ask about PMMI's offerings in terms of helping out members and helping out the industry, and I think you addressed it there with that question. If there's anything else that PMMI is doing, feel free to share. But if not, then we'll wrap up this podcast. Tom, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Andy, I think the only piece, certainly with what the National Provisioner is doing and also with what PMMI has on some of the areas, one that we call Connected Communities, which is available on PMMI.org, it's a place where the participants in the supply chain, those that are affected and are the day-to-day experts in the operation of the equipment, can offer some ideas and solutions for the whole of the community to share. PMMI is actually starting a group of CPG production executives, CPG consumer packaged goods production executives, to take a look at what they might suggest as some best practices in implementing this. We'll be starting that group in July, and we'll be making the results available for the whole of the industry. It's that opportunity to take the best ideas and to move forward, because food safety is something that we want everyone to have. Food safety negatively, a food safety incident, can negatively affect all companies that are providing that equipment. So it's not a production advantage. It's the opportunity to make the food supply chain safely so that we can continue to go forward and sell those good products. So keep looking for those blogs on Connected Communities, and also take a look at what PMMI will have when we announce this new solutions group and the opportunity for the production executives to participate in it.